Okay, today's daf is Nazir daf Yud Ches, and we are on Yud Zayin, Yud Ches and Aleph, actually. We're on the second line, but just we're going to talk a little bit first about the last brisa that we went through at the end of the shir yesterday. The question that we're discussing is Rav Ashi's question. Rav Ashi wonders, the case that we have been talking about, when a Nazir accepts to be a Nazir at a time period when he really can't fully be a Nazir. He's either Tamei or he's in the Beis HaKfaras. The question Rav Ashi asked was, we know a regular Nazir, that is Tahor, that becomes Tamei, has to shave his hair at the as part of the process of restarting his Nazirus. At the end of his days of Tumah, he has to get a haircut, and then he restarts, and then, as we know, as part of his Tara process, he also has to get a haircut. There's Teklachas Tumah and Teklachas Tara. Rav Ashi's question is, if a person who was never Tar, he was Tumah when he started his Nazirus, and then he goes out of the cemetery, and he becomes Tar, does he have to shave his head? Does he have a task to get, have to get what we would call a Teglachas Tumah or not? Because, after all, he doesn't have to bring the Karbanos, as we mentioned, of Tumah, because that's only Gzeiras HaKasav, only if he was Tar, and then he became Tameh. So what about the Teglachas? What about the haircuts? That's the question that we were just dealing with, which we have not answered yet. And we tried to bring a brisa relating to Tzara'as. To Saraz, that was the last brisa that we brought, and we tried to bring a raya, because the brisa uses the lashon of his hair being ra'ui litiglachas, and we wanted to say, oh, isn't that roi for tiglachas of Tumah? This is exactly Rav Ashi's question, and we ended up saying, no, that could be his roi for the eventual tiglachas tara, when he becomes tar, when he counts his regular nazirus, and at the end of that time, he could get a haircut. So the Gemara ended up saying that there is no raya from that brisa. Let's talk for a moment, though, about Saraz and its relation to this Gemara that we just read in terms of Nazirus. Again, this will get come up at length later on in the Masechta, but we know the Rambam tells us in Hilchas Tumas Saraz, that is right after in Sefer Tara, that is right after Parah Aduma. I think I mentioned this point before. Interesting, the Rambam in Sefer Tara starts off, he goes from the most serious, the most chamur, to the least chamur. So he starts off with Hilchos Tumas Meis, which is Avi Avos. Along with that, right afterwards, he has Hilchos Parah Aduma, which is the way you get out of Tumas Meis. Right after those first two, Tumas Meis and Parah Aduma, is Tumas Saras. Right away, before anything else. Because of the Chumrah of Saras, either Mitzorah Chashav Kameis, as we had in Maseches Nedarim, one of the four people, that are Chashav Kameis, but even, not just Hashkafically, Halachically, we know that a Mitzorah is one of the only, besides Tumas Meis, also is Metame Ba'ohel, right, which is something unusual that only applies to Meis and Mitzorah. So that also adds a Chumrah that connects it. The Rambam writes this in Perek Yud of Hilchos Tumas Saras, Chumra Yisera, Yesh Bimitzora, Shehu Mitami Bibi Oso Labayas. Mitami Bibi Oso, Nichlas Labayas, Nitma Kolasher Babayas, Bein Adam Bein Kalim, Afal Pishalo Naga Bohen. Even though he didn't touch them. This doesn't happen to a piece of nevela in a house. This doesn't happen to a Shichlas Zera or even a Zava, right? One of the Mechusrei Kapara. The Rambam puts Hilchos Tumas Saraz right after Tumas Meis and Parah Aduma. And then he goes into Metame Mishkav Umoshav, which are the next level of seriousness. We discussed this a couple of days ago. Those who are Metame and even have the power to be Metame and make something in Ava Tumah. Not just have the Tumah go down, but have it go across. That's the Metame Mishkav Umoshav. Zav Zav Yoladis Mitzorah. That's after that. And then Hilchos Sharav Osatumas. Then you have everything else listed in the first parak of Maseches Kalim. And after that, you have Tumas Ochlin, which is more less of an issue, and that's counted as a mitzvah. The Rambam says, Hilchos Tumas Ochlin is mitzvah achas, the din of Tumas Mashkinu Ochlin. As we said a couple of days ago, the Rambam counts Tumos, even though there's no obligation, there's no chiyuv, there's no mitzvah to get tar, the Rambam against the Ramban counts all of those. What was it, 13, 14 mitzvos? The Rambam counts as separate mitzvahs asay, and the Ramban knocks out all of them because there is no mitzvahs asay involved. And then the last two, the Rambam talks about Hilchos Kalim and Hilchos Mikvos. That is the rounding out all of Sefer Tara. So Hilchos Tumas Saras has, the Rambam lists off at the beginning of the set, as he always does, the 8 mitzvos that relate to tzaras. We have the 10 mitzvos that relate to Naziris, 8 tzaras. That's 18, putting these two topics together, 18 of the mitzvos. And the Rambam goes through all the different details. Tzaras ha-beged, tzaras ha-bayis. But what's important for us is, the Rambam counts there, the tiglachas that the mitzvah does at the end of his tara process. End of his tara process. We know part, not only, a nazir has to shave his head, tiglachas tumma, and tiglachas tara, but a mitzvah also has a mitzvah to shave his hair. When does the nazir shave his hair? So there are two. There are two tiglachas of a mitzvah. On day one of his tara process, and on day seven of his tara process. Both of those are obligations. What's fascinating is that the Rambam only counts one of them. The Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Yud Aleph, Mitzvah 111, he counts the second haircut that a mitzvah must get. Shetziva ha-mitzvah le-galeach v'hi ha-tara ha-shnia lo. Kamoshes bar besof negayim, as the Mishnayos describe. V'hu amro yisaleh v'haya bayom ha-shvi yigaleach. So the Rambam says, and this is known. This is an obvious point. Most of tzaras is Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is almost all there, and then the Mishnayos and the Goyim expand upon it. But he said, "Uba Yom Hashvi Yigalchenu v'Kfar Kadam Lanu Torah Lashonam Shloshim Magalchid v'Teglach V'Mitzvah." The Medrash says three people get a haircut, and it's all a mitzvah: Nazir, Mitzora, and the Levium, as we describe in Sefer Bamidbar. And the Rambam says, the second Tiglachas, the one on day seven, is a mitzvah. And then the Rambam knows, your ears might be open, you might be wondering why I'm doing this. So the Rambam himself describes, Uvakana va'er lecha mahasiba, bimanosenu tiglachas mitzora mitzvah bifnei atzma, v'havaz karbanosa mitzvah bifnei atzma. Why am I counting the haircut of a mitzora separately from his karbanos? V'lo nasa kein benazir. And by a nazir, it's one mitzvah. Tiglachas and karban. It's one. The Rambam doesn't deal with the problem that we just pointed out. That's the Achronim deal with. Why does he only count one of the haircuts and not the other haircut? But that will be answered along the way. The Rambam says, so why is it that I count tiglachas and karbanos by mitzora as two mitzvahs and by nazir as one? Vizeh. Ki an mitzora ein kesher litiglachto im havaz karbanosav. Because conceptually, says the Rambam, they're not connected by mitzora. V'atachlis hamaga'as mitiglachto zulas hatachlis hamaga'as mehavaras karbanosav. You're accomplishing two different things. When a mitzora gets his haircut on day seven, and when a mitzora brings his karbanos afterwards, that's accomplishing two different things. V'zeki hamitzora taharaso tluya b'tiglachto. The haircut of a mitzora, that is part of his tara. That's making him tahar. That's the language of the Gemara that we're going to have later on. Ma be nazir l'mitzora, ela shezeh taharaso tluya biyamav. That's a nazir. U'mitzora taharaso tluya b'tiglachto. The language of the Gemara. U'kishegilach ha-mitzora v'nishlama tiglachto ha-shniya, tahar milatame kisheretz. He's tahar. After he gets his haircut, it's finished. He's tahar. Kamoshes bar besof negoyim v'yishar mechusar kipurim achiyavi karbanosav kishar mechusar kipurim. He's mechusar kipurim. He still owes a karban, but he's fully finished. He's tahar. V'ayatachlis tiglachto shuhu tar milatame kisharet hevi karbanosav alo hevi. Doesn't matter whether he brings the karbanos or not. That is the tiglachas of a mitzora. V'tachlis havas karbanosav tetishlam kaparaso kishar mechusar kapara klomar zav zav v'yoledes. He owes karbanos. Like a zava. What, after they can't ship it a kiyam? They're still tamei until they bring their karbanos? No, they're tor. They just owe karbanos. Same thing with the mitzora. His haircut is part of the tara. Once he gets the haircut, that's it. V'kari kodam lanu, it says, the Mishnah increases, that says the four mechusrei kapara, and nazir is not a mechusrei kapara. Nazir is not a mechusrei kapara. A mitzora is. Why? They both owe karbanos. No, but a mitzora is finished, and now he owes a karban. He is mechusar that kapara. The karban by a nazir plays a different role, and its connection to the tiglachas. Aval amaisa hu bichlalo klomer agiluach lavas karban yatirulo. But by a nazir, what's the halacha? The giluach and the havas karban together yatirulo shtias yayin. the karban and the haircut both together matter him to go back to what he was before. V'lo yasmik mehem ha'echad bilti ha'acher. Aval ha'giluach nikshar b'karban. V'akarban nikshar b'giluach. It's unbelievably graphic Rambam here. They're each kosher to each other. Ubekibutzam yagia hatachlis ho'echad. And coming together, they reach the goal that they want. Vehu sheyutru lo hadvarim shayu asurim alav imein Israel. Together, they accomplish allowance of the earlier heterim, meaning removal of the isurim of a nazir that happens with the haircut and with the karban. And they do it together. Mamela, you're only going to count that as one mitzvah. You're not going to count it as two mitzvahs. By mitzorah, it's two purposes. The tiklachas is the gemar hatara, while the karban is a karban that they owe. Mashenkin by a nazir, the Rambam says, they both accomplish to be matir the nazir and end his behavior. V'chulu, and he continues, let's skip a couple of lines. V'atatim sa'im, and then he adds, unbelievably. That's why throughout this mesechta, what do we call the nazir's bringing of karbanos? We call it his tiglachas. Isn't that interesting, says the Rambam? We call the karbanos the haircut. If somebody says, Harei alai l'galeach, as we learned in Mishnayos earlier, what does that mean? I hereby accept to bring karbanos of a nazir. What do you mean? He said, I'm going to get a haircut. The answer is because they have an affinity. They're connected in Lundus, says the Rambam. V'atatim se'im barova makomos yikaru havas ha-karbanos tiglachas. Hareini nazir v'alai l'galeach nazir. As we had earlier, daf yud aleph, daf yud beis. Hine is bar lecha, sha'atiglachas no feles al avas ha-karbanos, v'hasiba bazeh heyotach chelek mehem, u'bekibutzam yistalek din ha-nazirus, v'yishta ha-nazir yayin. That's what he says. Again and again, he repeats this. Amnam tiglachas tuma, himi din ha-mitzvah. Fine, but then he adds one line at the end, where he alludes to the other problem, and that is fine. He explained the difference between nazir and mitzorah, which is our gemara. What about within mitzorah? He also gets a haircut on day one. That's not counted as a separate mitzvah. Only the tiglachas on day seven is counted. So what do you have to say? You have to say the day one, that's just part of the Tara process. You're not going to count like the tziparim as a separate part, and the haircut as a separate part, and the tefillah as a separate part. No, that's part of, there's one mitzvah of Tara Samitzorah. Fine. And then there's a separate mitzvah of the karbanos and the haircut that's counted separately. And that is why the Rambam is mechalik between the two haircuts that a mitzvah gets. Again, so the Rambam counts in Hilchas Tumas Saraz, one mitzvah, two, Lahoros Mitzaraz Adam Kedina, to treat a mitzvah like he's supposed to be treated, and then you have a couple of Yisurim of cutting off Saraz spots, and then there's a separate mitzvah of Taharas Saraz, separate from Tiglachas Mitzvah, as called Saro, Kishe Yitar. Right? Taharas Saraz includes the karbanos. But the giluach, the tiglachas of the mitzorah, is counted separately. And the karbanos are counted elsewhere in Mechusrei Kapara. Okay, a lot there, but we will continue.
Since the mitzorah is a second mitzvah, does that mean that it's ma'akev, the giluach is ma'akev?
So we'll have to talk about that. Is the tiglachas ma'akev? Right, you read this Rambam, it sounds like it would be more ma'akev. But by nazir, we'll see in today's daf that tiglachas, at least some parts of the tiglachas of a nazir, is not ma'akev. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now, we're on the top of the second line. Yud Ches Amud Aleph, Tashma. V'timir, again, we're still trying to understand the answer of Ravashi's Kasha. I mean, if a person accepted to be a Nazir when he was Tamei, or in a Beis HaKfaras, does he have to have a Tiklachas Tumah before he starts counting? Like a Nazir that was Tar, that became Tamei. We know he doesn't have to bring his Karbanos. What about the haircut? Tosfos already mentioned earlier, on the previous Amud, that they're Haba Hatalia. Matam Ka'amar. In that Tosfos, they're Haba Hatalia. But let's see if that holds up. L'maskana. Says the Gemara, Tashma, V'timei Rosh Nizro. And he makes Tamei, right, talking about the Tumas Mace by the Nazir, Rosh Nizro. What is that talking about? B'tahar shenitma ha-kosim edaber. That's talking about a Tahar Nazir that became Tamei. Ha-kosim edaber. Shu ton havara seyar v'havara siparin. Right, a Nazir that was Tahar that became Tamei has to shave his head at Tiglachas Tuma, and Avasi Parin, and bring the birds. V'liftar es ha-nazir b'kever, says the Gemara, and this pasuk is also coming to exempt our case. It's Beferish in a Braisa. Exempt a Nazir, who became Tam, who accepted to be a Nazir when he was Bekever, when he was in a cemetery or when he was Tamei, She'ain ton avasei avasiporin. He doesn't need it. It's Beferish. The answer of Ravashi's Kasha is a Braisa, that he does not need the haircut. Says the Gemara, because without this pasuk, I would have said a Kal v'chomer the other way. V'halo dvarim Kal v'chomer. Uma tahor shenitma ton havaser vavasiporin. If a nazir who is tahor, who became tameh, he requires this process of haircut and birds. Mishahaya tameh mitchila. If somebody is so tameh, he's not just become tahor and became tameh, but he's always been tameh. Eino dinchi ton havaser vavasiporin. You might have said Kal v'chomer. Kavachomer, he's even more Tamei, so he needs to do this for sure to get out of that state. Tamalomar v'timei rosh nizro. That's why we have our brisa b'misha yatar v'nitma kasa medaber. Only if he was tar and then became Tamei, she'eton ava asear v'ava asiporin v'lifter as an azir v'kever shma mina. So we have a brisa b'feirish. Answer of Ashi's kasha. But interestingly, there we have the Kavachomer. We have the Kal v'chomer to say that if somebody was tar and became tameh, surely if they've always been tameh, Tosfos in Dibur Maskil v'Halo Dvarim, Tosfos explains that Pirish ilo miate kra, if the pasuk wouldn't have excluded umatar shenit baton v'chulu, klomar shetumaso is kikto lakach kol shekein hecha denitva mitchilaso shetameh biyoser she is kikta toso tumaso lakol. He's even more tameh, so it's even worse. So of course you need this process to start the Nazira's Bitahara. Kamash Balan, the Pasuk says we don't say that. So what's the Pasuk? Is the Pasuk telling me that you're right, the Kal v'chomer, the logic makes sense, but there's Xeris HaKasif to say otherwise? Or, and this is always the question whenever you have a limud, is the limud telling me that maybe our Svara was wrong? As we know, Kal v'chomer is pure logic. Right, I might be wrong. One of the three reasons, one of the four reasons that the Achronim give for Ein Onshin Min Hadin, that you're not allowed to give a punishment based on a Kal v'chomer, is that the logic might be wrong. Kal v'chomer is Adam Don Me'atzmo. So maybe there's a percha to the Kal v'chomer. So here, when we have a limud against the Kal v'chomer, we can ask, is it that we accept the logic but, or is that we reject the logic? So just as a mushel, not exactly, you don't know about what the Gemara is saying here, but we do find elsewhere the exact opposite logic. We do find that if somebody is in the parsha and then rejected, that's worse. That's worse than never being in, being tamei all the way. That's the sugya of dichui. The sugya of the two types of dichui that we have in the world, in Maseches Sukkah and elsewhere, we have dichui meikara and we have nireh v'nidcheh. Dicha meikar means something that was never ra'ui to be used. So for example, the Gemara in Sukkah talks about, if you have a hadas that has too many berries on it, it has more berries than leaves, and if it has a berry on top, right, so too many berries. So too many berries is dichui. It's nidche, it's pushed aside, you can't use it for the mitzvah. What happens if it had a lot of leaves and then it grew berries? Meaning, when the time for the mitzvah happened, when Sukkah started, let's say, then it had more leaves. And then it grew more berries. Something like that. That's called nireh v'nidcheh. Or a carbon that was always pasul, or a carbon that had a shas kosher, it was nireh v'nidcheh, and then it was pushed aside, and you can't use it anymore as a carbon for the mitzvah. So which is worse? Nireh v'nidcheh? If you would just pasul one of them, you would say nireh v'nidcheh? When would you say, the Gemara discusses, what if the soul disappears? It's nireh v'nidcheh, now it's nireh again. Or it was dichui meikaro, and now it's nireh. If you would reject one of them, which would you reject? So it seems like, from the various sources, that nireh v'nidcheh is worse. If it was already nireh for the mitzvah, and then rejected, that's worse, in a way, than nidcheh dichui meikaro. That's what the Gemara says. And if Yosef Engel, in the Lekach Tov, in Simon Vav, he has pages on this, but he quotes classic, so many unbelievable, fascinating sources related to this. Where do you see that if you're the worst that you are to start off with, doesn't always mean it's worse? Ukeshiyesh ala kodesh yoser, and then he talks about, he says, sometime where you're more in the parsha and you're higher up, let's say on the ladder, when you fall harder. You fall harder. He doesn't give the mashal. Let's say you have a small balloon and a big balloon. When you have a big balloon, it makes a louder noise when you pop it. And it's even, it makes even, it goes into more pieces. because it was more delicate, it was more higher up on the ladder to start. Kashiyish ala kodesh yoser chashibus umayla azay adaraba hariyapisulu yoser hefechilo mipaas maalato the alkarchach adaraba the pisul is stronger. So one example. So he quotes the Gemara in Bechorah, Daf Mem Zayin, where you have a koheness that was nivala lapasula. An Asha, a Bas Kohen, that was Nivala, or an Asha's Kohen, that was Nivala Lapasola, she becomes like a Zara. She becomes like a Zara, like a Yisraelis. Her child does not require Pidyon HaBen, the Gemara says. Masha'enkein, a Levia, she Nivala Lapasola, that the child does not require Pidyon HaBen. What do you mean, Nivala? Why doesn't her child require Pidyon HaBen? Right? The Levia would still require, but the Kohenes' child wouldn't. What do you mean? A Kohenes is higher. So she surely shouldn't require Pidyon HaBen. The answer is, the greater they are, the harder they fall, as we would say. A Kohenes, who is unbelievable, a highest level, so when they're Nivala L'Pasola, says the Gemara, says, they become like a Zara. Kohenes, Nivala L'Akum, Havalei Zara, V'chayiv B'na B'hei Sloim. V'yafilu K'tushas Leviya Pakamine. She doesn't even go down one level. She loses everything. V'yafagav de Leviya Eishes Kohen shenishbeis umifsala b'truma l'pakam ine kusha salini heislam akolzma akolzeh kohenes shenishbeis garatvei, and that's exactly what this point is. Says the Lekach Tov to kohenes the yesh baktusha yoser gedola akarach adara bechilul haba mei avodes kochavim mazalos pola baba yoser mafkia kusha lagamre. An example. He doesn't quote it, but the Meshechachma, they lived around the same time. The Meshechachma uses this exact Gemara to explain why Kedusha Rishona, Kitsha L'Shaita, Velo Kitsha L'Aselava, and Kedusha Shnia, Kitsha L'Shaita, V'Kitsha L'Aselava. The Rambam has a very enigmatic statement in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, where he says the first settlement of Yehoshua was Kibush, it was conquering, and therefore it's undone when it's lost. Mashenkein Ezra, Kibush Shnia was Chazaka. So what does that mean? So all explain, you try to figure out why the second one is more serious in some way, and that's why it lasted. The Meshech Chachma turns everything on its head. In Parshas B'Shalach, he says, you know why the first one was lost? Because it was a higher one. Because it was with the Aron, and with Yeshua ben Nun, and the Beis HaMikdash. He says, that one, unbelievable! But because it has a higher Kedusha, like, it was like the Kohenes. So once it was lost, the whole thing was lost. Mashenki in the second one, it wasn't so great. I mean, it was great, but it was on a much lower level, and that's why it lasted. That's why it lasted. And he quotes others. He quotes the Gemara in Pesachim. It's amazing how he takes Gemaras from Haggadah, Halacha, everything, and he puts it all, there's a common thread. He says, the Gemara says in Pesachim, somebody who was once learned and then went off the Derech is much more dangerous for the Jewish people than somebody who never knew anything in the first place. Why? He said this exact point. If they had a little bit and then they lost it, that's much worse. That's much worse. Gedola sinna shesonim amei haaretz as tamei dechachamim shana v'pireish yoser mikulam. He says that's even worse. And finally, he says the Gemara in Ksubis. He says Ashreichem Yisrael. When we do the Ratzon of Hashem, there's nobody ain't called Uma Vilashon Yichol Lishlot Vahem. Ubizman she'enos, and we don't follow the word of Hashem, then there's nobody that's lower than us. As Rabbi Yosef Engel, it sounds like the title, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai, who said this, sounds like the title of Ashreichem Yisrael is going on both of the following statements. Ashreichem Yisrael, when you're doing great, when you're doing what Hashem wants, you're on top of the world. And when you're doing bad, you're the lowest level on the bottom of the world, trampled by everybody. What's the Ashreichem Yisrael in the second half of the statement? Why is it so Ashreichem that we're the lowest? So the answer is, the fact that we go to the lowest is a reflection that when we're doing it, we're the highest. Because the higher you are, the lower you get. So Ashreichem Yisrael, says Rav Yosef Engel, unbelievable, is going on both parts of the statement. Ba'onish kazeh l'shum umash ba'avra al-ratoni yisborach v'zeh ba'avor she'en maya la'atsuma kasher l'uba yisraelis v'yalkein gamkein ein hagira'on v'apchisus po'el bohem kolkach k'mo b'uba yisraelis v'yalkein shaper kamer ashreichem yisrael d'masha osin b'yad behemton k'she'en osin harizeh gamkein mora al ma'alasam ha'atsuma asher avura hef'apchisus ha'hefechis. The Chulu, and he continues. Classic, again, there's 10 pages here, feel free. It's in Klal Vav in Lekach Tov, but that's the opposite Svara of the Kal V'Chomer in our Gemara. So maybe that's what the Pasuk's teaching me. Pasuk's teaching me, you know, you can say the opposite. If you're a little bit in it, so maybe that's worse. And that's why a nazir that was tahar shenitma, he requires this whole avoda. Mashenkin, he was tummy to start off with. Then he doesn't require the karbanos, and we just had a brisa that he also does not require the haircut. Okay. Says the Gemara, man tana lahada tana rabbanan. Remember that phrase? That's what we said at the end of Nedarim. That there's no tana rabbanan in Nedarim. But there is a man tana lahada tana rabbanan. Adaf chav zayin in Nedarim. So, here it is in Nazir. Man tana lahada tana rabbanan. Ein bein tamei shen nazar, le nazir tar shen itma. The brisa we had earlier. Now we want to find out, who is the author of that brisa? Right? There is no difference between a tamei Shed that became a nazir to a nazir tar that became tamei ella shetamei shenazir shvi shelo olam and aminyan. We said already that a tamei could count his day 7 towards the next count because he has no karbanis to bring and therefore he's like a tful yom and like Tosfos said yesterday klisha tumasa the nazir tar shenitma in shvi shelo olam and aminyan and a nazir tar that became tamei it doesn't count because he has to bring his karbanis the next day. So who is the author of that brisa? Amar Rav Chisda Rebbe he. It's Rebbe's opinion. We didn't have Rebbe yet. We're going to quote Rebbe soon. It's going to be Rebbe's opinion. To Amar Rebbe, because Rebbe says, Ein Naziris Tara Chala Ela Adshmini. Rebbe's the one. We're going to have, just to foreshadow, by the end of today's daf, Ez Hashem, we're going to have four different opinions. When could a Nazir Tameh start recounting? How could you have four opinions? We'll see what the four opinions are. How could you restart counting? Rebbe says, Day 8. Day 8. Day 7, he becomes Tahar. Day 8 is the day he has to bring his Karbanis. As we'll see, Rebbe's going to hold. Day 8 is when he could start. And therefore, it must be Rebbe's opinion who says this brisa, that the Nazir who became Tameh could only start, cannot count his day 7. Because if you say, because if you say like Rebbe Yehuda's opinion, who we'll have soon, he says you can start counting on day 7, even though you're Karbanos on the next day. So therefore, that can't be the author of this brisa, because he says you would have been able to start counting again. My Rabbi Yehuda, what is this? Machlokes Tanya, the following brisa. V'kidus is Rosh Hashanah. The pasuk says he shall sanctify his head on that day, meaning on the day that he finishes bringing his, he gets out of his state of tumah, then he can restart counting his Naziris Tara. What does that mean? Which day? By Yom Ahu. B'yom Havas Karbanos of Divrei Rabbi. Rabbi says it means day 8, on the day that he brings his Karbanos. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, no, B'yom Tiglachto. On the day of his haircut, meaning day 7. He gets his haircut on day 7, and his karbanos on day 8. And that's when, b'yom tiglachto, on the day of his haircut. Tosfos says, what does this mean, the day of his haircut? After he goes to the mikvah on day 7. Tosfos says, in Dibur Maschalu Mishkachas, Tosfos says, miyad kishehiza v'taval, chal alav ba'oso yom naziris tara. Right when he goes to the mikvah on day 7, that's when he can start counting. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayis and Krisus says, no, only after his haircut. After, like the Gemara says, Biyom Tiklachto. Within the sheet of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda, the Rambam says, only after he gets his haircut, which the Achronim wonder about. But the Rambam holds that the Tiklachas is not Ma'akev. We're going to have this later on. The Rambam says, Beferish, the Tiklachas of Naziris is not Ma'akev. Says the Chazonish, you know what you see from our Gemara? It must be that only the tiglachas of Tahara is not ma'akev. After a nazir finishes his nazirus, so that tiglachas is not ma'akev. But the tiglachas of Tuba must be ma'akev. You see from this Gemara. Because Rabbi Yosef Yehuda says, you can only start counting after the yom tiglachas. That means after he has the tiglachas. Says the Chazonish, the Rambam must hold only the tiglachas of Tahara is not ma'akev. Tiglachas of Tuba is ma'akev. Number one. Number two, the other answer you might give is that this is within Rabbi Yosef Yehuda. Who says the Rabbanan old like this? Maybe he old. The fact that he says, you know, you can count early. Maybe he's different. The third answer, which seems to be the Achronim say, is like, wait a minute, no. Even if you want to say it's not Ma'akev, and this might be the real sheet of the Rambam, even if you want to say it's not Ma'akev, if you want to start counting day 7, then it is Ma'akev. Usually, if you went to day 8, you can start counting day 8 even if you didn't get the haircut. The Rambam might hold it's not Ma'akev. Even the Tiklachas of Tumah might not be Ma'akev. But if you want to start counting today, day 7, you got to do something. You got to do something today. So even if the Rambam holds, it's usually not ma'akev, to start counting, it might be ma'akev. That's what some Achronim suggest. So that's three ideas, three points on this line. You have the Chazon Ish, you have the, maybe it's not only according to Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, or other Achronim that say, maybe even if it's not Ma'akiv, it's Ma'akiv to start counting from today. Either way, let's get back to the Gemara. So what did our Gemara say? The Brisa that we've quoted already earlier, it must be the Shita of Rebbe, and not Rabbi Yosi Rebbe Yehuda, because the Brisa says you can start counting on day 7. So now the Gemara says, who's the author of the following Mishnah, which is also related to us? The Mishnah Maseches Krisus. The Hadis on the Mishnah says there, the Mishnah says there are 5 people that could do 5 things, but only bring 1 carbon. Nazir, and what are the examples? There are 5 people, that, again, that bring 1 carbon on Averos Harbe. One of the examples there is Nazir, Shenitma, Tumas Harbe, Eno Mevi El Carbon Echad. So the Mishnah says there is a case where a Nazir can become Tame 5 times, but only bring 1 carbon. Whose Shita is that? So here, you got to have, it's got to be somewhere in the middle. It's got to be a Nazir. If a Nazir becomes Tame, when he's already Tame, that's not called Tumas Harbe. So it's got to be after he finishes his Nazirus, but it can't be so late that he'd already be chayiv a new set of karbanos. Like if a Nazir on day 10, he didn't bring his karbanos yet, and becomes Tame again, he has to bring a second set of karbanos. That wouldn't be one set. So what is the case that the Mishnah refers to where it's considered a new Tumas Harbe, but you only bring one set of karbanos? So who is that? So the Gemara says, Mantana Amar Rav Chizr, Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. That must be Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. Why? The Amar Naziris Tara Mishvi Chayla. He's the one that says that you can start counting your new Naziris Tara on day 7. And therefore, what's the case? Umishkachas La Kigon Shenitva Bishmini. It's day 7. Right? Day 7 of, I was Tame. I was another Tame. It's day 7. So today I can already start counting my Naziris of Tara. I don't bring my Karbanas until the next day. But I can already start counting my Naziris today. What if I became Tame today? So that's considered a new Naziris, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda, because you can already start counting the new one, but you're not in the new world of Karbanos yet. So that's why it's considered Tumas Harbe, but only 1 Karban. Here we go. And then each time you keep coming Tame on day 7 of your Tara process. Since you didn't get to the moment that you could bring your Karban yet, which is day 8, so you don't. There's no new set of karbanos. So the naziris can start, but the karbanos aren't obligated yet. So this mishnah is like the shita of Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda. Di tema Rabbi, because if you want to say the mishnah is like the shita of Rabbi, that won't work. Why? Rabbi says you cannot start counting the new naziris until day 8. If he keeps becoming Tamei on day 7, kulu tuma richtahi. It's all one long tuma. It's like a Nazir who is still Tamei. I'm not in my new state of Naziris yet. I'm still in my previous state. So if I become Tamei on day 7, so I'm still Tamei. It's not a new tuma. And if it was on day 8 over and over again, I have to bring a new set of karbanos. You wouldn't have this middle case of the Mishnah that it's a new set of Tumah, but only one set of Karbanos. So what did we just say? Our Brisa is like the Shita of Rabbi. The Mishnah in Krisus is like the Shita of Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda. So now let's talk about what are the reasons for these Tanoim. Why does Rabbi say you can only start counting on day 8? Why does Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda say you can start counting on day 7? And then, as I mentioned, we'll see that there are 2 other shitas besides the Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef Yehuda, as we'll get to. So my time at the Rebbe, Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, V'chipra Olam Yashachata Al HaNefesh, the Pasuk says, he gets kapara after being a Nazir Tameh, V'hadar, and after that it says, V'kideh Shes Rosho. So what do you see? V'chipra is talking about the Karbanos, and after he brings his Karbanos, then V'kideh Shes Rosho, then he can start his new Nazirah. So you see, it has to be day 8, the day that he brings his Karbanos. Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, he would say back, no, Im Kain, Le Makra, the Kiddush is Rosho. Just say the Kiddush is Rosho. And that I would understand, like your Shita. Bring your Karbanos, and then start again. Bayom Hahu Lamali. Why do you have to have that extra 2 words? On that day, I know what day I'm talking about. The day that I bring the Karbanos. Why do I have to have that extra phrase? So, Imeno Inyan Lishmini, Taneo Inyan Lishvi. If I don't need it for day 8, because I would know that without those 2 words, so, Taneo Inyan Lishvi. That's why Rabbi Yuzer, Rabbi Yehuda bumps it up a day. For Rabbi Nami Haksib Ayomahu. So, what about Rabbi? So, why do we have to repeat that phrase? What does he do with that extra phrase? Amar Lacha Rabbi, Hahu Lahach Yudasa. This is the chiddush of that phrase. Lomar Lacha Aval Pishlo Hevi Karbanosav. Rebbe says you need day 8, but you didn't have to bring your karbanos yet. Even before you bring your new karbano, your karbanos for the previous for the naziris of tumah, you could already start counting. It's a din in the day. It's not a din in the karbanos. Fine. So now, before we get to the other opinions of the Tanaim, we discuss what we've just said. Rav Chisda. What did Rav Chisda say? The Brice is like Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. I'm sorry, the Brice is like Rabbi, and the Mishnah is like Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. So Rav Chisda. My duchkin ukme Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda. Why was Rav Chisda forced to be mukim, to establish the Mishnah like Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda? I have a way that it can even be like Rabbi. Well, how can it be like Rabbi? How can the Mishnah be like Rabbi? The Mishnah says that you have many tumas and one karban. But according to Rabbi Mimonasha, on day 7, it's still one naziris. On day 8, it's too late. So what's the case? Ah, kegon denitma, and we should take out the next word of the chazia, denitma belel shmini, verebihi. What if he became tamei the night between day 7 and day 8? Isn't that good enough to be considered a new nazir, so it's a new tuma, but you didn't get to the next morning, so you're not chayiv in the karbanas yet? And therefore, wouldn't Rebbe agree in that case? It's Tumas Harbe with only one set of karbanos? Says the Gemara. Ah, the fact that he didn't suggest that, you know what that tells us? Mi delo mukim la karebi. By the fact that he didn't suggest that, it must be that if it was that night, it would already be considered as if it was the next day. Lema kasavar, let's say this is the assumption, is that Rav Chisda holds, laila lav mechusar zmanu. It must be that if it was already day night, the night of the 8th, Rav Chisda, within Shitas Rabbi holds, it's as if it was day 8 already. And therefore, if he became Tamei on the night of the 8th, you'd be chayav a new set of karbanos. Laila, the fact, you can't, everybody agrees you can't do the avoda at night. But the question is, if it's the night before, is that a real conceptual problem? It's not the time for the karban yet? Or it is the time for the karban, you just technically can't bring it. Right, so that's Laila Mechusarzman or La Mechusarzman. So the fact that Rav Chisda didn't say this, it must be because he feels if it was at night, Rebbe would have said you would be chayiv a new set of karbanos. And therefore, Laila is not called Mechusarzman, and which is a major sugya elsewhere. So shall we say that that's a correct diuk? So the Gemara says, Amar of Ada Bar Abba, no. Haba Hatalia. That's not true. No, don't say you'd be chayiv a new karban. No, the other way would be true. It would still be considered tuma. E amrit laila mechusar zman. The Gemara is about to explain why, in either case, Rebbe cannot be like our Mishnah, no matter what you would have said. E amrit laila mechusar zman. If you say nighttime is mechusar zman, meaning it's not the time for the karbon yet. Eimas mechzi la karbon letzafra. When is the time for the karbon? Only in the morning. Naziris nami lo chayla atzafra. So then Naziris too, the new Naziris is only chal by the morning. And therefore, if you become Tamei now, it's just like if you become Tamei on Lel Ches, it's just like becoming Tamei on Yom Zayin. And that's why it's one big Tumah. So that wouldn't fit into the Mishnah, which calls it Tumas Harbe. The E Amrit Laila Eino Mechusar Zman. And if you say night is not Mechusar Zman, meaning it would already be time for the Karban, Naziris Tara Chayla Meurta. So the Naziris would also start then. And therefore, it wouldn't be called Tumas Harbe and one set of karbanos, you'd be chayav a new set of karbanos already. So miman of shach, you wouldn't be able to learn that Mishnah according to Rebbe. But don't have any diyukim in terms of the mechusar zman, la mechusar zman, because either, whatever you hold, Rebbe would not fit into the Mishnah. This sugya, it relates to a topic that we have touched on many times, but I'm just going to add on one more thing that I don't think I've ever mentioned before. This is the sugya of, is it possible to have the object of a mitzvah have the status, its status of a chefzer shel mitzvah, even before the time that you're allowed to do the mitzvah. Right? So, for example, we just mentioned before, and there's a Rashi in Sukkah Lama Gimel that says this explicitly. When do the Dalan Minim get the status of Dalan Minim? Right? We mentioned before the Sugya of Dichui. So, when does it have to be Ra'ui by? So, Rashi says in Sukkah Lama Gimel it has to be Ra'ui by when Rosh Hashanah, when Sukkot starts, the night of Sukkot. Or, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, if you have a shofar of Avodah Zarah, when do you have to nullify it by? So the Shulchan Aruch says, it has to be nullified from Avodah Zarah from the night of Rosh Hashanah. Before Rosh Hashanah starts, ask all the Achronim, what do you mean? You can't blow shofar until the day of Rosh Hashanah. You can't shake a lulav until the day of Sukkot. So why does it have to be Roy already when the Yontif starts? The answer is, because the Chefzah Shel Mitzvah, the status might come even before the time for doing the mitzvah. That is an example. Where else do we have this? We have this in a fascinating way. The Gemara in Yevamos discusses that a baby Kohen on day three, a baby Kohen can be smeared with Truma oil, because he's not called an Arel yet on day three. He's not an Arel yet. What about, that's what the Gemara there discusses in, I think, Ayin Aleph or so, the beginning of Perek Ka'arel, this is discussed. The Bavli has a suffix about it on Ayin Aleph. Katan Arel, Tal Shmona, Maula Sucha B'Shem Shel Truma. And it's an unanswered question. The Yerushalmi, in the Bavli's there, says it's Mutter. It's not called an Arel yet. But the Yerushalmi is not sure about Leil Ches, the night before his bris. Can you smear him with Shemen Shel Truma? Gorgeous question. What's that question about? He can't do the Mila until the day of day eight. But when does the status of Arel kick in? Maybe the status of Arel kicks in the night before, even though you can't do the mitzvah yet. Again, the status before you can even do the mitzvah. And that could also be a halachic idea behind the Vachnacht, right? Not just the Shmira Hashkafic Kabbalistic elements, but maybe there's a Shem Arel. So if he does a Shem Arel already, he needs Shmira. And that's why, again, there's a lot of other examples. Another example, just to quote one other, Rav Soloveitchik noted that there's a machlokas, Rambam and the Ramban, by a triple machlokas. How many mitzvahs is Kriya Shema every day? How many mitzvahs? We say Kriya Shema twice a day. The Rambam counts one mitzvah. The Ramban jumps on him. Two mitzvahs, what are you talking about? Two mitzvahs. You say one of them, you can't do the morning one at night, the night one in the morning. Two mitzvahs. Or the Karban Tamid. How many mitzvahs of the Karban Tamid are there? How many mitzvahs are there? So is there, the Rambam says one, the Ramban says two. The Ramban's right. You can't do one mitzvah in the morning, there's only one mitzvah. So how can you say that it's counted as one big mitzvah? You can't do the night Kriya Shema when you wake up in the morning. So if Soloveitchik said, I'll give you a mashal. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that when Bnei Yisrael come back to Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be three mitzvahs for them to do. Bizmos HaMashiach. The three mitzvahs are wiping out a Amalek, appointing a king, wiping out a Amalek, and building the Beis HaMikdash. Right, three mitzvahs when they come in. Ezra of Salvation, what do you mean three mitzvahs? The Gemara says it has to be done in that order. So when we go into Eretz Yisrael, it should be, we have one mitzvah to do. The mitzvah of appointing a king. After we do that, then we'll have a mitzvah to wipe out Amalek. After we do that, then we'll have a mitzvah to build the Beis HaMikdash. What does it mean? Shlosha mitzvahs nistavu b'klisas en la'aretz. It's not true yet. The answer is conceptually, all three mitzvahs start right away. The conceptual existence of the mitzvahs. You're right, we cannot implement them except in order. But conceptually, they all exist right away. So it's the same thing with Kriya Shema. Every day, there's one mitzvah of Kriya Shema that has two performances. But every halachic day, they both exist. The Karban Tamid, they both exist. Again, it's a similar discussion. You also have it by the, I think by the Ketores, also Machlokas. You've got one of them is not the Ketores, or by the Kohen Gadol, which he gives half his carbon in the morning, half in the Chavite Kohen Gadol. By one of them, I forgot which one. The Ramban agrees that it is one mitzvah. I have to check which one. Okay. In any case, but this is related to that. Just one other one. The Truma Tzadeshin discusses in Yonah Yoma. It's an unbelievable shita, which is a collector's item shita, as we like to say. The Truma Tzadeshin discusses that the night of Rosh Hashanah in Yonah Yoma, you say Zichron Truah in Shmona Esrei. You don't say Yom Truah, even if it's a weekday, because you can't blow shofar at night. You say Zichron Truah. And the Beis Yosef quotes the Truma Tzadeshin and says, what are you talking about? Not true. You say Yom Truah. Sheyesh Lomar, he quotes this in Tavkof Pebeis, Yesh Lomar Bekiddush Ubetfilas Arvis Zichron Truah Afilu Kishachal Yos Bechol Mishum Delilah Lavs Man Truahi. Says the Beis Yosef, Avala Olam Non Lanu Gukain Vatam Mishum Delo Domi L'Shabbos Dehacha Hu Yoma Zman Truah Hu L'Machar. What's the lundus? Beautiful. No, the idea of shofar is ready at night, even before you can blow shofar. The Truma Tzadeshin says, no, you go by when the mitzvah is done. And therefore, you can say Zichron Truah at night and Yom Truah by day. Unbelievable chiddush. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara, Gufa. Tosfos and the Rosh point out, this Gufa is unusual, because Gufa throughout Shas always means, I'm quoting something that I mentioned earlier, Derech Agav, and now I'm going to analyze it a little deeper. We did not quote what we're about to quote beforehand. So Tosfos says, the Rosh says, Lishna de Nazir Mishuna. Right? This is one of those unusual Lashonos of Nadarim and Nazir, that this is not a common Gufa. Tosfos in Dibur Maskel is Svarim. That's a Shas Tosfos. Because that's what he explains, what Gufa always does. Isfram de Garsiba Gufa, Nitra Bishvi, Velo Garsinan. And Tosfos says, don't be gorisit. To bekula shas, lo garsina gufa, elok shasas, maybe meimer obraisa tchila, umaisi osa agav grara, uz chose biomer gufa lafarisha meimer or abraisa. Avala braisa lo hevi ashas klaleel. But this one didn't. Right? It was just the Gemara quoted in Derech Agav. The Rush says you can't be gorisit. It's just lishnut denazim mishuna. You don't have to change the girsa for that. Weiter, says the Gemara, whether we have it or not, Nitma Bishvi, V'chazav Nitma Bishvi, as we said before, if he came Tamei on day 7, Eino Mevi, so we have a Brisa now, we got to figure out who this Shita is. Eino Mevi Ala Karban Echad, you only bring one Karban, become Tamei on day 7. Nitma Bishmini, V'chazav Nitma Bishmini, maybe Karban Al Kol Echad V'Echad. Then you have to bring a Karban, it's a new set of Nazirus, Maska Lumona Miyad. And you can start counting Miyad. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. We're going to go with our Girsa of the Gemara, which has Rebbe Eliezer. Wait a minute. Remember Rebbe Eliezer? We had in our Mishnah. Rebbe Eliezer says that you only have Karbanos of Naziris when you had 2 days and then ruined them. If you only had 1 day and then you became Tamei, you don't go through the process. That was Rebbe Eliezer Shita. So what's going on here? So Tosfos says, it must be when he says here, Maskulamona Miyad, it must be from day 7. Because he says, the Brisa here says, if you came Tamei on day 8, you bring Karbanos of Naziris. Day 8, it must be Rebbe Eliezer holds that you can start counting from day 7. Because you need 2 days, according to Rebbe Eliezer, to be able to restart the Naziris. The Gra says, I have a better answer, a better pshat. Instead of changing the Gemara, which says Yom Shmini, and you're telling me it really means Yom Shvi, the Gra says, take out the word Eliezer. Take out the word Eliezer. It's Rebbe. It's not Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Okay. Either way, it's one of the opinions. V'chachamim omrim, no. Karban echad ala kol ashiyavi chataso. Ooh, a Shita that we haven't had yet. The Chachamim say, no, even the morning of day 8, if you became Tamei, you do not bring a new set of Karbanos until after you brought your Karban chatos. Hevi chataso v'nitma. Once you bring your Karban chatos and you became Tamei, hevi chataso v'nitma, and it happens again a week later, maybe Karban al kol echad ve'echad. So the Chachamim in this Brisa say, when can you start counting your Naziris of Tara? Only after you bring your Karban chatos. Hevi chataso v'lo hevi ashamo. Mona. But even if you didn't bring your Karban asham, which you have to bring after a Nazir became Tamei, that's not ma'akev. Rabbi Yishmael ben Osher, Rabbi Yochanan ben Broko, Omer, Kishem shachataso ikavto, kein ashamo ma'akvo. Just like the chatas is ma'akev, so too the asham is ma'akev. So, take a step back for a minute. We now have 4 opinions. If a Nazir becomes Tamei, when could he then, after he goes through the process of Tahara, when could he start counting his Naziris of Tahara? 4 opinions. Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda said, already on day 7. The Rabbanon earlier said, Rebbe said earlier, the morning of day 8. A third opinion here says, only after you bring your Karban Chatas on day 8. A fourth opinion says, only after you bring your Karban Asham on day 8. 4 different opinions, when you start counting, and the Nafgamina is, if you became Tamei at that moment, when do you bring a new set of Karbanos. Let's start a little bit now, some of the explanation of all of these opinions. Bishlama, L'Rebbe Eliezer. Fine, according to Rebbe Eliezer, I understand. Amar Kra, V'kidat, why does it go by day 8? Amar Kra, V'kidat says, Rosho Bayoma, who? Avavishlo Evi Karbanosa. This is also the Sheet of Rebbe we had earlier, but it's also the first opinion in this Brisa. It says, Bayoma, who on that day, doesn't say even without Karbanos, even the morning of. V'rabbanon hahu ava bishlo hevi ashamo, and the Rabbanon say, you know what you'll learn from Bayomahu? Not that the morning mamish, but it knocks off one karban. It knocks off the asham. Knocks off the asham, but you need the chatas. Ela Rabbi Yishmael hahu lamali, but according to Rabbi Yishmael, it says you need the asham also. So what does he use Bayomahu for? Amar lacha hahu ava bishlo hevi olaso. A Nazir Tamei has to bring 3 karbanas. So he used it to knock off the 3rd one. You have to bring your chatas, you have to bring your asham. Even if you didn't bring your ola, you can already start counting. V'rabbanan ola lo ba'imiyuta. And the Rabbanan say, no, an ola. You don't have to exclude an ola. Of course you don't have to bring your karban ola. Why? Doron ba'almahu. An ola is a doron, an ola is a present. Interesting. What does the first opinion hold, though? We know in Shas, the Gemara in Zvachim Dav Zayin says, Ola is categorized as a doron, a present. A chatas has some type of obligation. An asham has some type of obligation. An Ola is a doron. Even though an Ola has some kapara elements to it. It's b'chaper on lavanita glaseis and on pita glaseis, the Gemara says elsewhere. It's a huge topic, and we'll talk about it beginning of next year, by the Shem, a little bit. the concept of a carbon ola. But what's the machlokas here? One, the evidence is that one tana requires a pasuk to exclude ola. You don't have to bring your ola, meaning I would have thought that even your ola is ma'akev. And the other Bidi said, no, ola is a daron. Ola is a present. Of course you don't need a pasuk. Ask Tosfos, on the bottom Tosfos, how would you answer that taina? Ola is a daron. Ola is a present. So why would you have said otherwise? Why do you need a pasuk? Bottom Tosfos, Yom Tov, my time at Rabbi Yishmael. Shaper Karmelei Rabbanan. Rabbanan have a good taina. The Yesh Lomar says Tosfos, Mishum dechatas v'ola ksivi b'chad kra, v'hadar ksiv v'chiper alav v'kiddush rosho. The ola is written with chatas. And then it says you'll get a kapara. So that's why I would have thought that ola is also ma'akev. What is Tosfos saying? Is Tosfos saying, oh, there's a kasav because the pasuk wrote it that way? Or maybe it's something more, that an ola has some kapara elements. Yes, it's basically called a doron, but it has some kapara elements. And the machlokas tanoim here is, do those kapara elements have any teeth? Do you need a pasuk to exclude? Maybe the ola of Nazir is different than other olos, right? Maybe a plain olas nedava is different than other olos. Again, this is something that we'll have to talk about, Beit Hashem, at the beginning of the next year. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir is tonight, and we will continue.